A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Now I am going to the one who sent me. Not one of you has asked, 'Where are you going?' Yet you are sad at heart because I have told you this. Still, I must tell you the truth. It is for your own good that I am going, because unless I go, the Advocate will not come to you. But if I do go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will show the world how wrong it was, about sin, and about who was in the right, and about judgment. About sin, proved by their refusal to believe in me. About who was in the right, proved by my going to the Father, and your seeing me no more. About judgment, proved by the prince of this world being already condemned." The Gospel of the Lord. It sounds as if Jesus is getting all mystical on the disciples here. We very easily interpret this passage as if it refers to the ascension ahead of time. In context, it is in fact much more realistic to think of Jesus preparing his disciples for a more immediate and a far more disturbing event, his crucifixion. For that is the way that Jesus goes to his Father, by the cross. St. John plays throughout his Gospel on the literal and the figurative sense of what it is for Jesus to be lifted up. He is literally lifted up on high on the cross. But that symbol of humiliating degradation is also the way that Jesus is lifted up in the other sense, the way he is exalted to the right hand of power and majesty, as the other Gospels put it. And this makes sense when we bear in mind the simple but profound message that underlies all of St. John's vision. God is love. What greater love than that someone should die for his friends? And what shows the Son's love for the Father greater than his willing obedience, even unto death? So when Jesus talks about going away, he is really talking about going to his crucifixion and death. Just at that moment, he will give up the Spirit, not only to his Father, but also to his disciples. By going to die for us, Jesus pours out his Spirit, just as he pours out his blood. Again, think of the deep logic. The Spirit is the animating love that drives Jesus, his gift from the Father. And where is this love better communicated, better shared, than from Jesus' supreme sacrifice? This deep logic is important for understanding not just the Trinitarian dynamics, but also the apparently judgmental tone of today's Gospel. Jesus does not die on the cross for anyone's condemnation, just the opposite. We all know that he prays for his persecutors' forgiveness from the cross, only to be forgiven, we must also first be convicted. We must realize that what we have done to an innocent man, nay, to the Son of God, we have to realize that if we are really to repent. Jesus' Spirit is the bearer of his great love for us. It's also the eye-opening power of that love, the gift of faith, which helps us to see our reality, including the reality of our sin, in a crisp and uncomfortable light, just as much as it assures us of God's forgiveness, just as much as it gives us a gift of hope. What is that hope? Well, for all that Christ is dead and we have killed him, he has gone to the Father. He has been glorified. The prince of this world is condemned. That same Satan who would accuse us and hold us in our sins, he is thrown down. Truly, as we hear in the Apocalypse, glory and victory and power belong to our God and to his Christ. God is dead and we have killed him, yes, but God is love, and love is stronger than the grave.